Oh, he's all right, miss, said my driver. He put a heavy box on the cab with the other luggage.
Father, please take a second cab, said the girl. I'm sure this is very cruel.
Grace, get in at once, and don't be stupid, said her father. The driver knows his own business. My gentle friend had to obey, and box after box was lifted up and put on the top of the cab, or next to the driver. Then the driver hit me with his whip, and we moved out of the station. The cab was very heavy, and I had not eaten or rested since early that morning. I did my best, and got along quite well until we came to Ludgate Hill. By then I was exhausted, and the heavy cab was too much for me. My feet went from under me, and I fell heavily, knocking all the breath out of me. I lay quite still because I could not move. Indeed, I expected to die. There were angry voices above me, and luggage was taken off the cab, but it was all like a dream. I thought I heard the girl's voice saying,
"Oh, that poor horse, it's all our fault."